The fifth anniversary of the murder of a Springfield police officer was observed quietly in the western Massachusetts city Sunday. The city's mayor reflected on the dangers police face in their day-to-day work, and he urged passage of a state bill he believes would support the police. In a solemn tribute to Officer Kevin Ambrose, a volunteer honor guard held a 24-hour vigil Sunday at the police memorial in front of Springfield Police Headquarters. A police cruiser with Ambrose's badge number 7 was parked nearby with its blue lights flashing. Springfield Mayor Dominic Sarno, who stopped by the vigil Sunday, said no other commemoration was planned.
Out of respect to his family, his wife Carla Ambrose and the family, they did not want anything publicly formal.
Ambrose was shot to death on the afternoon of June 4, 2012, during a domestic call at an apartment building in the 16 Acres neighborhood. Police said the 36-year veteran officer died while attempting to shield a mother and her child from the woman's estranged boyfriend. The woman was critically wounded but survived. The 1-year-old daughter was not hurt. The gunman, a New York City corrections officer, later took his own life. Ambrose was the first in-the-line-of-duty death suffered by the Springfield Police Department since 1985. In an interview a few days before the fifth anniversary of Ambrose's death, Sarno reflected on the dangers police face on the streets, and he renewed his call for the Massachusetts legislature to change the rules about bail, which he said is needed to keep repeat violent offenders locked up.
Individuals like these people should not be on the streets, and it becomes very demoralizing, not only for our police officers, but for our residents that cooperate and work with us on it.
Sarno, a Democrat, has championed a bill that would allow prosecutors to appeal bail rulings by judges. Current law allows defendants to appeal to lower the bail set by a district court judge, but prosecutors cannot go to a higher court and ask for bail to be increased. The bill failed last year when the 2-year legislative session ended. It was refiled in January by Democratic State Representative Angelo Pupillo of Springfield. On Tuesday, the legislature's Joint Committee on the Judiciary will hold a hearing on the legislation and dozens of other criminal justice reform bills. Sarno cited several recent examples in which he believes judges erred by setting low bails.
We've been making some arrests of some bad, bad individuals, whether gang-related, gun, violent, repeat offenders, and one individual who's, I don't know how he's back out, he's challenged our cops a number of times, back out on the streets with a bracelet. The recent great arrest that was made over the weekend, we had him back in January. Gun offense, domestic with a girlfriend, back out on the streets again.
Hamden District Attorney Anthony Galluni said he feels very strongly about the need for bail reform to give prosecutors a level playing field.
Judges come to work with the best intentions every day. They're hardworking, well-meaning, intelligent people, but no one's infallible. And we want to have the opportunity in situations in which we feel public safety is in jeopardy or is at risk or is in the discussion to have a second set of eyes look at a matter where bail is at stake.
The legislation is opposed by the Hamden County Bar Association, which said Sarno is misguided to blame Springfield's violent crime problems on bail decisions by judges. The Bar Association said high bails discriminate against low-income defendants. Reporting from Springfield, this is Paul Tuthill at WAMC's Pioneer Valley News Bureau on the campus of Western New England University.